Will you pray with me? Father, we praise you for all the riches we have in Christ. And as we prepare for communion this morning, I ask that we would just rejoice in remembering Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. As we prepare for communion this morning, may our hearts be filled with gratitude. May we adore our Savior. May we be in awe of His majesty. May we be so, so thankful for the salvation that He's granted to us. And may we remember Jesus, the heart of communion. I hope we rejoice this morning over eight realities, eight truths Jesus states in John 10, 27 through 29. Please turn with me to John 10, 27 through 29. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me, and I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Jesus is talking to a group of Jews who are questioning him, and he makes a profound statement in verse 26, but you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. Then Jesus tells these Jews eight amazing realities about his sheep. Look with me, the first one, first reality. My sheep hear my voice. They are Jesus' sheep. They are his possession. He owns them. They belong to him. They hear his voice. Jesus' sheep hear the voice of their great shepherd. Second reality, middle of verse 27. I know them. Jesus knows his sheep. This is an intimate knowing. Jesus intimately knows each one of his sheep. You are intimately known by the creator of the universe, the sovereign Lord, the humble King. Third reality, end of verse 27. They follow me. Sheep follow Jesus. They follow a person. They don't follow religion. They don't follow a system. They follow a whom, not a what. Fourth reality, verse 28. I give them eternal life. Jesus is the giver of eternal life. Jesus grants eternal life. Jesus not only has the words of eternal life, he also is the giver of eternal life. Fifth reality, middle of verse 28. They will never perish. Jesus' sheep will never perish. Jesus makes a guarantee about this. Isn't that amazing? Sixth reality, end of verse 28. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Jesus has a firm grip on his sheep. You are in the hand of the great I am. Seventh reality, tucked within a statement Jesus makes about his Father being greater than all. My Father has given them to me. God the Father has given Jesus his sheep. Jesus' sheep are a gift from the Father. Eighth reality, end of verse 29. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. It isn't even a possibility. What security for Jesus' sheep? Every one of these realities that came out of Jesus' mouth are all amazing gifts of unending grace. So how are these realities made possible? How are these realities true about sheep? How can you be given eternal life? Believe on Jesus. There has been a problem since the beginning. We were born into sin and we're in a broken relationship with God. We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We owe a great debt that we can't pay, that we need paid. So God did the most amazing thing ever. He became a man. Jesus was fully God and fully man, yet without sin. And he came to be a sinless sacrifice. He came to pay that great debt we owed that we can't pay for those who would believe in him. He was a substitute in the place of sinners, taking the full punishment of God on himself. He was crucified, died, and buried, overcoming death, proving he was God. And if you believe in him, you get to spend eternity with Jesus. And that's the gospel, and that's the good news. That's the greatest news ever. When this news is believed, it is life-changing. You're not the same. You're a new creation. You are a recipient of unending grace. If you don't believe in Jesus, please turn from your life of sin and believe on this Jesus. Believe on him for eternal life. There is no greater moment than now than to surrender your life to Jesus. May today be the day of salvation for you. If you don't know Jesus, if you haven't entrusted your life to him, instead of taking the bread and juice, will you please spend this time pondering your need for a Savior? Will you think about where you stand before God? If you know Jesus, if you have a relationship with him, please take communion. I hope as sheep, as believers, you find great joy in taking communion this morning because of what Jesus did on your behalf. What a gift to be able to remember Jesus while taking communion. Please examine yourself and take communion on your own.